Case, good evening. We're holding here in the middle of the Maimonides goddess, and he divided up the Agadotis in the Gemara into two types: those that are telling me the information without psukim,
those that are
nogea to psukim, he explained that the overarching inyan of the Agadotis was that Chazal wanted to hide things in different ways so that people who are not worthy of it would not understand it. And that's why you get all sorts of devices to hide it. And he goes through different, we went through last time different things. We're holding now Vehine Ad Kan on Amud Reshit Ches, if you have my edition. Vehine Ad Kan Dibanam Amar Limudim, Davatam Amar Bur. Now we're going to look at those that are explaining Psukim. Da, Shamamor Burm is Chalkim Minim. Ha Echod Huashayacham Lubam Abir Kosu Mamish. There are those Mamorim that Chazal meant to tell me the Pshat. Or the psukim are there for the pshat. So Chazal, when they said pshat nepasik, that's exactly what they meant. That's one type of Chazal. Usually Rashi is the one who sort of brings the Chazal that he feels are closest, most important to pshat nepasik. And sometimes we'll say, this is not pshat. So sometimes the pshat was meant by it. I want to talk about this a minute or two because it's important in its own right. We grow up with the following type of, what's the right word for it? Experiences. We sit and we learn Chumash. All our Rebbeim tell us what the Medrashim say, what Rashi says, and we grow up that the Medrash is killed the way Chazal Darshan is the Pshat Nepasik. You then get older and you hear somebody darshaning it, Alpi Diktuk or some other way like that, Alpi Pshat, and either you think they're crazy or you begin to doubt what you learned and what you understood. I mean, they're right. This is what this would mean. This is this context, that's context, so on and so forth. So let's use a simple way of explaining it. If let's say I go to somebody and I tell him, I don't like the way you daven for the Amit. And the person tells me, you go ahead and daven for the Amit. So a machine, will say, okay, so-and-so said that you daven for the Amit. A person who hears will say, the person was telling me, no way. That was said with dripping with cynicism, and there's no way in the world that he means it. So, but the guy said, well, that's what the word means. It's like sometimes people are on the spectrum when they hear, one of the things that drives them crazy is are sentences that don't mean the literal meaning. And I understand, well, so why did he tell me, you know, that this is going to be like this and this? And tell me it's only a joke, what do you mean? You know, he didn't say it's going to be a joke, so how could he not mean that? That's when you don't understand it. What the Torah means, the ayin tachasayin, so that's a halacha, but the Torah means punish the person a certain way. That's what it means. That's the pshuto shel mikra. So we're chazal, some medrash, they meant pshuto shel mikra. Hamina bezu, asher lo yachav nebam el biak zumamish. They don't mean that this is the pashut pshat, this is what the pasuk. Avol kabola kiblu zal shavar yisper shirtus ha-teira, v'chein ha-neviyim, v'aksuvim, Milvad Masherotz Lichta Beveyor Shalashena Kosa Yorlov Yegedeu, besides what's written Kipshuto, Rotze gamke limos in yonim rabim amitim b'maisahu advomahim nemarim. He wanted to hint at certain things that are true. V'inyonim em le'rotze kasim b'biur. Ala limos is v'tasay sasmilus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, did not want to be explicit about these remazim, and therefore he gave it to us with in some remes. So this type of understanding of Chazal is the world of remes, and it requires the eyes and ears of Chazal to be able to know and understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be meramez in this pasuk, and therefore the world of remes is there. Let's explain a point as to why Chazal's world of remes is much better than ours. This is one of those areas where people want to take license and say, well, if you tell me it's Pravda Pasuk, okay, but you tell me it's a remez, let me tell you what I think the remez is. So let's give an example. Imagine somebody says something, and I tell you this is what's between the lines. Now, how valid is my statement? It really depends on how well I know the person making the statement. If I don't know the person at all, then unless I have a very strong raya, then what I'm saying is worthless. If I know the person, so many times I have a sense of what this person usually means when he says something, and this is probably what he meant. What Chazal have over us in the world of the remes is they have a much more keen understanding of what it is that the Rebbeinu Shel Kedushas want. And therefore, their sense of remes is vastly superior to ours. I mean, and it's more so because in remes, when you're dashing words that say mefurish, and I'm dashing on derech what's mefurish, so that tends to be limited of some sort. You know, this is what it is, that's it. When I'm talking about remes, I really need to try to understand what would the person want to include, and therefore, knowing the person, knowing the one giving it, is really going to be the important factor in deciding how well am I entitled to say what the person's remez is and so on. Hamina gimel hu she'oytiv chazal shabor yisbor hichtiv es sifrei ha'kodesh v'derech she'tichloil she'tichloil ha'godei inyonim ravim v'amitim v'hikiv v'chochmos al kol inyonim ha'limitim v'leisahu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us I got it in a way where we can derive from that the much emes. So he's learning here in the Arba Amarim, the Mefarish is learning that in the first Hupshatim, it's a Mesoris. Just like Halacha is a Mesoris, so is this a Mesoris. It's a Mesoris of what the Pshat means and what's Nirmas. This final category are Inyanim, where we just have we have tools how to darshan it. So just like in Halacha, if new shailas came up in the time of the Bez Nagadol, the Bez Nagadol would use all of these drashas to darshan Halacha. So to Nagadol, there are actually Lamed Beis klolim in Midas that's in Dreshes Ben. So, Hichter is a Sifra Kodesh Shetich HaGodei Yidon Rav Mitim, V'hiki V'chachmos Al Kol Yidon HaMashim HaMitim Nesahu, אף על פי שעמיתם לא יהיה בדרך אחד או דרך רב ובשני, כמו שכסבנו בסעת השמיים. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed something to be understood in different ways, and all of those ways that it's going to be understood are correct. That's going to be part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Torah. Because of HaTorah b'derech v'efer shekesh tefeirash v'chol avon eshuch l'lispa amilu sahim apay kol nirus yiduis, that when we explain the Torah based on all these kolim in every way possible, yivaru kol enyonim amitim shasubem eslokal v'agonahi, shem klal kol enyonim shesh demokam tzadchel v'kodesahu. So by exhausting the different tools of darshing, we are going to be able to get to understand everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put into it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a lot into Agadata, and you need to take an almost artificial tool to uncover it. And that's how you dash the things. That's how we get to all the emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put into it. ונמצא שהנה הכתב הכסובים כולם באופן שכל מה שיכולי הסמוב מעביר לסהן על פי הכלל שתכיינו יעמית ונעשה. So if we'll give a very simple marshal, imagine there's information that I encrypted, but I wanted different people to have access to different parts of it. So every single person using his key can access information that his key will allow him to. And that, so all the information I want to put into it is going to come out when each person uses their tools to be able to take out what's there. Same thing also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a lot of inyanim information into it, and these drushes unlock it. He put that information in terms of Iksav, and these drushes unlock it. Omnam, he says, Adayin yitzorch limud gadol v'chochma rabba ladas ech yikul amitim. Out how each and every one, in what context are they all correct? It's not as if all of them are equally emes in every circumstance. שרצה לסוס והחוי ועשרי עונש, יחוש לפה מציאס כהד דבר כמציאס, לאיזה תנועים שיסלב עליהם. So he says over here, you have many different drushes, and all the drushes that you're dashing, and the things that come out of it, they will be, it's true to some degree and some element. So Lamashal and Chazal Darshan, he brings over on the bottom Yehuda and Tamar, that it was a Malach that created the Taiva. What we mean is a certain aspect of this Maisa was Miyad Hashem. I can't take the drushes of Chazal of this nature and just make them blanket pshatim. They're not true. It's not going to be blanket pshatim. It's going to be, everything has an angle with which it's true. So all these Chazal that are dashing from Sukkim, that this like this, this like that, the other like that, they all are to be understood and not as absolute statements, as blanket statements, they're all understood that in a certain way, from a certain angle, they are considered to be emes. The who inyan, like it says, mal abakos, if a person does this and this, mal abakos of ki'ilu, shehikriv this, shedis, that, that. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that it's exactly the same. It just means there's a certain aspect with which those things are the same. So sometimes things that happened that you were able to accomplish, things you weren't able to accomplish, are considered to be, good or bad. And sometimes the many will be like little, and the little will be many. For whom Hashem Chazal beviyo ma'achoinim le'osu v'tolvim le'shvach k'achir shayinu osu v'tolvim le'gnai. So you have drushes where whatever they did it for good, whatever they did it for bad, and so on. All of that type of drusha is always understood in some comparison, some tzushtel. I once heard from somebody, I don't remember who it was, he said, they say over, I think they say to Arizal that if you go to a Pinyan Aben, it's kilu you fasted peidalet hanesim. So somebody, Chacham Echad, once said, those kilu you fasted peidalet hanesim are a kapara for ki'ilu averis. Like, it says if your koyas is ki'ilu averis zara, for that type of avera, that ki'ilu is a kapara. So yes, it's true it's a kapara, but it's not a close kapara. It's a kapara for all the ki'ilus. V'yesh b'dvarim elu pratim rabi moit. There's a lot of different details over here. He actually quotes himself. Ach mashe yitzor chol adasu ki be'echad mikol drachem ha'ela efshu v'mayma o be'echad v'ye emes. O b'shar kol drachem lo ye emes kol shkin be'echad. Val kein al tiboyal bir oyscha mayma shira l'chur koiz bulti nois kim techkan v'teire be'zer hoa she yuval tira mitoy v'tim tza nachas. So he said, so you can have, it's possible that you have a mimer of a chazal, which is clearly not true. And so what do you do with it? How do you deal with it? So he said, you understand it, that when we're talking, everything that the chazal said is true from a certain perspective. And the job of the God is understand that perspective, come to, understand what it is exactly that this chazal, in which context are these words, this chazal true, and this chazal, and this chazal. So he says, Balkein al-Varu, so Maimah Shiro, the Chur Kreis Vuk Nois. So if you see a Maimah chazal that seems to be not worthy, not true. So he says, don't become overwhelmed by it. So he says, because once you'll understand under what circumstances, then you'll understand it. This is very similar to, if you say in the Gemara, in the world of Halacha, that this Mishnah is talking about such and such a case, and therefore it's such and such a person. You define a certain case that we're talking about, and then, Hachamai Skinon is the same process in Divrei Halacha. ואולם, הידיעה עיקרי חכמה לויקיס, וידע דברים אלו בגבוליהם. If a person understands chachma lekis correctly, if he has said to make, he'll understand what those right boundaries are. In other words, if a person has the unwritten sense of different inyanim in Torah, you know, what it is, what it isn't, the Torah Shebaal Peh, so the Torah Shebiksav he'll be able to understand correctly what each thing is, where it is, and so on. So having a clear havana about what could be said, what can't be said, how it can be said, will help a person understand this, all this chazal that seem to be far. But omna, hine korek damtu choshle behechlet doima, shekol ma shiuchalias muve milas ye emes al kol panim. So I told you before that the words themselves don't mean something. You need to have the klolim hadadash. Behine says, it's very easy to make a mistake. If a person will dash in a pasik and not use this klolim, so now he says we have a problem. A person goes to dash from all these inyanim. He has like a whole barrel full of drushes. As much as midrash atar deshben, and it starts dashing way, it's got a very different tone than we have. So it's possible that the person, if somebody doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't know what he's doing. But if somebody might make a mistake, then that part will not be. Will be wrong, even though it falls under the normal range of things we darshan. So he's going to explain here a machlokes tanoim or meroim on these nyanim, that it's something which a person, I'm using midrash deshben, you use midrash deshben, and one of us could be dead wrong because we have a little bit, because it's a skill kind of to be able to shtol to write. Like, and even if what the person says is an emes yisod, it's correct in Yiddishkeit, but it's not darshan for that drasha, or it's not the pshat in that pasuk, then what he's saying is going to be wrong. This is what you find in Chazal sometimes, where one person is like, oh, that's a toss. How? V'zeh, ki l'fidas ha-chochma hu ne'shta b'sheknei b'etzos ha-drush v'kol ha-goda, sh'okoye b'fos v'nei. His mistake lies in how he used the drasha. Ya'av sh'etzvala v'vehem b'may shav sh'adeirish. Even though we don't have any remezing more usually, we may not have a remez of where the in went off. Hine in b'milas k'soros ramzos z'makom ha'toros. They will either point at what the makom ha'toros is, or yeshivu al ha'kushyos, or they will slug up the kashas on it. Hakol lefi hadrochim she'etzam yifursamim. Ma'she'en ken etzleinu. So they knew how to do it. They had drushes. They were very active with the drushes. Just like the Bez Nagon B'Shaita was active with Joshua's Halacha, whereas we today can't touch that, they had it and they were active. And they did some Hashem Yatzleinu. Like Yishna Masim Nachasem Berk Shaseim Berk Shaseim. That's why we have a lot of problems with trying to understand this. Chazal seem to us just far fetched. But if you knew the drushes and you knew how to apply it, you would see that. That's what Chazal do all the time. But if a person knows these drachim, then he'll find it to be correct. So when a mayor does something like Gnai, the Chacham responded to him, So I have a wonderful drasha in dashing Gnai out of Cheshim, but if it's not meant to dash into Gnai, the Klal is not to, then it stands. There's no, my drashas don't have a makom. The chayk is a drasha of Levi, Shavro Motzatzimo, the zemik the Klal Shavi Yodam, Shavi Maisa Tzedikim, Komash is a Shvach Tzor the Josh. Obishon Lefech, Shekach Kabbalah Gerosa Boyes brought the Milo Shechtev the Isolimers. So now he's saying, he's adding a point that I think is important. You know, Chazal seem to go out of their way to darshan all sorts of nasty, nasty things about, vanilla flavored people. So Birsha is because Birsha and Beira is Bera, and this is this. All of them are real difficult characters. It's almost as if they went after them with a pike to try to. The answer is yes. When the Torah lays out for us names in a tekufa that was so bad, like that tekufa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us all these things to teach us something. So the names of all these kings are there to tell us about the king's wishes. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set out the names and so on, because it was needed for some tachlis. So basically, his point is, the drushes like when a mayor dashed that everything in Shoshan can be ignited, we assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this out of this environment and he wanted to teach us something about it. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zeroing in on a Russia, he doesn't tell us about the good things in Russia unless that's the limud. We assume he's telling us about the bad things. And we need to dash on that and to bring out because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. Anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into a framework of Toiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a Toiv out of it. And if I only present somebody as a Melech of Stoim, then I'm trying to explain what the Melech of Stoim is about and how deep the Resh is and so on. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He mentions a tzaddik to bring out the fine points of a tzaddik in the Rosh Lehefer. And now he says something which is obvious. If I am trying to second guess somebody, what did a person mean? So I need to train, I need to be able to tap into the person who's actually writing it, what he has in mind. To say that if Chazal and us were basically, when I'm saying us, I mean the modern academia, if it was an even playing field, then I could say, okay, who says who's right, whatever. But it's not an objective piece of literature, Chas v'Shalom. It's a bunch of writing. And a bunch of said, there are things I didn't want to be Megala, and I'm giving it over but through Remes, go ahead and use it the way I told you to use it. So those are Inyanim that are Niklat. It's something that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see in the Pesukim. Sometimes he just gave him a service about it. Sometimes he actually gave it to us as you know, this is a tzaddik, here's his name. The name is obviously there to be used to dash something about the tzaddik and so on. Okay. Good night. Mitzvah next week.